Apex Central listeners, you can find us every Monday through Friday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
Summer is all about the freedom to have fun. Forget a vacation and take a tequila-cation with new Truly Tequila Soda. This refreshing blend of real fruit juice from concentrate, sparkling water, and premium tequila blanco is the drink of the summer. Try all four refreshing flavors, all with 5% ABV and just 100 calories. Truly Tequila Soda. Keep it light. Hard Seltzer Beverage Company, Boston, Massachusetts. Please drink responsibly.
Ladies
and good afternoon, everybody. How are you today?
Oh, I thought we were doing Mike and the Mad Dog on a Friday. Football Friday.
It's the morning. And ladies and gentlemen, this is a marquee day in the history of Pick Central. This is a special day in the history of Barstools, a special day in the history of these three gentlemen right here, because Rico Bosco has asked me to lead off the show with a special announcement he is about to make. This is history in the making, folks. Rico, it is all yours.
All right, shout out Matt Bechtel. He's an all-time writer. Teams that have played Notre Dame and failed to cover the following week. Florida State, -27.5, lost outright to Jack State. Toledo, -14.5, lost outright to Colorado State. Purdue, -10.5, won by 4 versus Illinois, lost against the spread. Wisconsin, -1.5, lost outright to Michigan. Cincinnati is -30 tonight versus Temple.
Woohoo!
What was the point?
Temple.
Temple +30.
That was your big announcement?
Yeah.
You asked me. You texted me last night. You said, I've got to get something off my chest.
I saw that at 11:58 and said, hey, we're opening up the show with a stat.
All right. Okay. So it's us three.
Temple's the play.
Football Friday.
Although,
three football guys.
Ev thinks it's a fucking blowout. He thinks since he's got to win by style.
I don't see how Temple's going to score against them. I'm worried about that.
I said I initially like Cincy. Spoiler, it's not on my card. No play in this game is on my card. Because I think Temple's might be a little better than people think. But at the same time, Cincy, if they want to make a playoff run, they need to absolutely hammer teams like Temple.
Yeah.
Probably a stay away from
me. It's a stay away from me, too. I looked at the under because I don't think Temple can score on that defense very much. And I think Cincinnati's going to be... They're coming off an all-time high, right? I think they're going to win. I think they're going to win handily, but I don't think they're going to score.
Temple is too.
Not all-time high, but
I think this is an all-time high for Cincy.
It's up there.
Oh, I meant Temple, because Temple could be Memphis.
I said Temple. Yeah. They're coming off one as well.
Cincy? Yeah, all-time high.
Yeah. So, and a Friday night, it's a weird spot. That's why it's a stay away from me too. I'm not going to bet it. In fact, I didn't tell you, TJ, but I've actually flipped on my Arizona State Stanford.
Which way are you going?
I originally was Arizona State. I have now flipped to Stanford. I flipped to Stanford because Tanner McKee, that's a lot of points, and they're a lot better than the team that lost to Kansas State. I'm gonna ride with Stanford in this game.
Arizona State. We're talking to Ev on the way in. Arizona State ran all over UCLA.
Yeah, I think running over UCLA and running over Stanford are a little bit different as far as it's just different programs. You know, different toughness levels.
Even I was looking at some of the details. Arizona State's my favorite play of the day, baseball, football, anything. I love Arizona State. I think I brought it up about how the BYU game, I think they shot themselves in the foot. I actually think they might be a better team than BYU. I think they should have won that game in BYU. They also match up with them really well. ASU runs the ball really well. Stanford does not actually defend the run very well.
Let me ask you a question. In college football terms, in college football terms only, what would you think if a team was like ranked number 3 in the country, right?
Okay.
And they were ranked number 3 and they had an individual who was leading for the Heisman and you kind of saw through that and you thought they weren't all that good. And then they played one of the all-time great programs that maybe people don't respect as much anymore. And the all-time great program just blew them the fuck out, doubled them up, beat them like 56-28. What would you think of that number 3 team?
They're not that great.
They're not that great. I would agree with that. Almost to the point where they should have never been ranked number 3 in the first place.
Where are we going with this?
I don't know. I'm just talking. Just talking about football.
I thought you were doing Ole Miss.
Has anybody seen The Dozen from last night, by the way? The Dozen Trivia Show. It's out on YouTube. It's out everywhere that we put The Dozen out. Just the experts.
I didn't watch it, so I didn't know where you were going with it either.
The experts played the number three ranked team last night.
Oh, I thought it somehow had to do with Ole Miss and Alabama, and I know that that was not the score last week. I'm like, what the hell are we doing?
Yeah, well, I'm just saying, go watch The Dozen.
Yeah, no, that was a pride
game. Plus, it's your lunch break right now. All y'all want to fucking die to watch on your lunch breaks, go watch it. Go watch on your fucking lunch break.
That was a pride game for you.
Yeah, it was. It really was. And I missed my niche, and still.
I saw that.
Still destroyed them. Whatever. Not that big of a deal.
Shout out Chicks in the Office. They're selling out shows in a fucking minute.
Shout out Chicks in the Office.
People throwing bras at Trent. Like, where do we live? What world are we in?
We live in, I live in Jersey.
What world are we in?
Yeah, it's
shout out Trent, but did you see that video?
He's a rock star.
Fucking nuts.
Fucking rock star.
Fucking nuts.
He could have his pick of the litter in that crowd.
Yeah, he could. I Trent.
Legend.
Just gets the suitcase.
No, but even I think my favorite one is the video of him slowly taking the glasses off. Erupt.
It's good that nice guys win every once in a while. He's a nice guy.
Is that a shot at anybody in this room?
No. It's Friday.
What'd you think?
Used all my shots.
What'd you think of Jersey Jerry and Marty's prank video?
Did you see the whole 35 minutes?
No, I didn't see the 35 minutes. I wouldn't watch a 35-minute video of Marty Mush.
It was like 28. I've seen the full length as well. Very funny.
Oh. So it went on for a while.
So I came out. I knew they were doing it. I was aware of the plan. And then I came. I forget what I was doing. I finished doing something. And then they came out. And they were just dying laughing. They were like, you got to see. So we sat and watched the whole thing. It was very funny. He got him good. But I'll give it to Nadeau. He did handle it well, though.
Yeah, he handled. I mean, whatever.
He took a page out of my book. When you get duped, you got a PR 101. You get in front of it.
Yeah, just.
Have to.
It
happened.
It happened and whatever. We roll with it. So I just feel like we could talk college football pretty much all day.
What do you think of the card, though?
I've spent a lot of time with Big Ev this week and this season, and basically more than my wife this season. But anyway, I know he loves the board. Loves it. I don't love it.
I meant more from a, obviously. We're
the slate. You know,
more
slate.
Of a,
oh,
a
oh.
Watchability. Watching.
Yeah, yeah.
Watchability.
Yeah, it's whatever.
I don't
it's
love
okay.
it. Yeah, I
mean, it's not.
When your best game might be unwatchable, Penn State, Iowa. When your best game might be ugly as hell, it's pretty tough.
You know what?
But
Fox screws, punt, Fox screws punt, some things up, punt. Too.
But I feel like that's going to be so knockdown, drag out that it's going
to be a slugfest.
It's going to be so unwatchable that it's watchable. Like, it's going to be that Alabama-LSU 2011 where
I don't think anybody's
going
to blow anybody out.
Oh, I don't think so.
Makes it a close game.
I don't think
me.
Anybody's getting to 20. I think it's a 14-10 game, and I think it's a fourth quarter game. I think it'll be beautiful in its physicality and all that. But otherwise – Texas Oklahoma's got a lot of juice for me.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's usually a game that I look down at as overrated. This year, I think it's got a lot of juice. And Texas, they're simmering a little bit on the stove, and they could pop off any minute now.
I mean, this is those two games. I think the season's on the line, both of them. I don't really see either of them getting in with a loss.
Yeah, it would be hard for Oklahoma to get in with a loss because Texas would jump them, obviously.
That's what I'm saying.
And
I think both sides they'd get jumped.
Unless you could count on Texas losing again, which it very well could happen.
But
I don't know if a Big 12 team's going to back in this year, right?
No.
Like, I don't see if the strength is out there for
like,
them.
I think
to do
that's
that.
Where, like, if Cincy keeps hammering teams, like, they might get a nod.
Well, let's just start with those games then. Let's start with Texas Oklahoma, okay? So it's 3.5, and it has stayed at 3.5 all week. Some of these lines are moving. That one has not.
Hasn't moved.
It's at 3.5. Whatever the bookmakers want, I think they've got it. They've got whatever they want because they're not moving anything. My original thought was Texas. They've got momentum. They're going. Oklahoma has kind of skated by. But the more I look at it, the more I think Oklahoma's going to pop at some point. Oklahoma's going to realize they've got five stars all over the field. Oklahoma's going to realize Spencer Rattler's potential. He's going to develop. He's going to come through. I don't know. I'm kind of leaning to Oklahoma now.
I've now flipped Alex Bennett's in my ear as well. She's like, how can you pick against me? But I do think
is that one of the little blonde girls that works here?
Yes.
Her hair's blonde. Yes, Brandon.
Okay, thank you.
Brandon is fucking unreal.
Keep going.
I didn't expect that to come out. But I do think I'm going to stick by that. While I still don't think Oklahoma's that good, I think they're going to lose a game that you don't expect. I still think it's Baylor down the road. I think this is the one everyone's saying, Texas gets them, Texas gets them, Texas gets them.
Yeah.
Flip the script. It's too obvious. Give me Oklahoma. I'm back on Oklahoma.
I feel like Texas is a huge public dog here. I feel like everybody's kind of on Texas.
And that's I feel not that a good way recipe too. To be, the public dog.
I feel that way too because I want to take Texas. And I feel like I've been against Texas multiple times, got burned multiple times. And I feel like this time I'm going to flip on them and then they lay the egg. Texas is actually 7-1 against the spread the last 8 in these spots. They played well against Oklahoma the last, I guess, 8 matchups.
Yeah, but this is like
I just think
as valuable as that information really, is, this is Sark now.
For sure.
Yeah.
I just really like Casey Thompson. Obviously, Bijan's great. I don't know what it is. Maybe because obviously we watched the game last week against TCU. TCU shot themselves in the foot. Unforced errors. Two unforced errors that, in my opinion, cost them the game. I think TCU wins the game if that's not the case. It's a weird game. If it's super, super public, I might have to back off Texas and just not. I know I'll probably just take the over if I don't take a side. I just mentally can't help it.
You know what's weird about this game to me? What's weird specifically about Oklahoma, every year we're seeing their offense put up 50. They're putting up numbies, right? They're just going down the field. They're getting their quarterback in the Heisman race, and we're waiting for their defense to show us anything. Just show me anything, and I'll believe in you. Hold somebody under 40. Now it's the exact opposite. Their defense is good. Their defense is at least pretty good. It's their offense that hasn't been consistent or very good at all. Spencer Rattler's been bad. Their receivers aren't getting open. Their offensive line can't block. They've only got a couple running backs, and they don't really do anything special in that department. Like, if their offense gets it going, Oklahoma suddenly can be a national title contender, but I don't see how they get it going.
They're a public dog. I just checked.
Texas is.
Relatively significantly.
What are we looking at?
The money lines up, though.
What are we
like, it's not like it's not like big, like the sharp money. It's so right now, 62% of the tickets on Texas, but 70% of the money. It's still early, though. A lot can change in the next 24 hours.
Well, that's the public and the smart money kind of aligning right
both
there,
going on so Texas. Yeah, yeah. At least, but a lot can change, you can see, in the last 24 hours before kickoff. So I would definitely check on it tomorrow morning.
The big dogs are late dogs. So.
Yeah, I think Oklahoma knows they're playing bad, and you got to turn it around as well.
I just think this might be the catapult. I just feel like we've been waiting for Oklahoma to pop literally every single game. And maybe this is the game. Maybe it is. But we just keep waiting for them to pop, waiting for them to pop. Obviously they got backdoor last week. They did, but not really. Well, I don't know.
Kansas State's a good football team.
They're not bad. But even Texas, I don't think TCU's that bad, especially a tough place to play at home. They've matched up with them well in the past. The line was stinky. They still get it done. I can't help that I like Texas.
Texas got bullied up front against Arkansas, and I can't help but wonder if Oklahoma's defensive line can do that as well. Oklahoma's defensive line, especially the pass rush, is very good. It's borderline elite. I don't know that Oklahoma's offensive line can do what Arkansas's offensive line did to Texas. So it's the biggest game of the week. It might be a stay away for me.
I think it might be just an over.
There's another game on the card that I have leaned heavily one way all week. And now I'm going to probably stay away from it. Why? Kentucky's undefeated, and I called that early. I love Kentucky. I knew they'd beat Florida, and I predicted they'd beat LSU as well.
I think you had it on the win total, too.
I did. And here's the thing. LSU's down to a three-point dog. On the road, LSU's desperate. Ed Orgeron's about to lose his job very, very soon. The next loss could do it. LSU also left a ton of points on the field against Auburn. And Kentucky plays close games. They don't blow anybody out. They don't have the offense to beat you 38-3. They have the offense to beat you 23-20. So I don't know. I want to bet Kentucky, but I think I'm going to stay away because I'm starting to get scared of this line.
I might take LSU.
Right?
It stinks.
The line tells you to take LSU.
I wasn't on Kentucky all week. I was more a stay away, and now I've been starting to shift – LSU and 3 points.
The line tells you to take LSU.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
It does.
What do you think?
I know that LSU's having some problems. I said it in Pick'em, and Dan was like, those are more than – I was like, there's rumors Coach O's lost the locker room. From what I've read a little bit, he's like, that's more than – I think he's out at the end of the year, regardless. Right. Unless they seriously turn this around. But the thing I will say is it's hard for teams to go undefeated. I know that's a pretty common blanket, right? So as you progress through the season, Kentucky can still have a really, really good season, but they're not going to go undefeated.
No.
They eventually have to lose.
Yeah.
And everything you're saying, play close games, don't have a great offense, recipe, and the weird line, LSU never in a lower spot, never in a more buy low spot.
Right.
Seems like LSU is probably the right spot.
You're buying talent.
Kentucky
here too.
Can still be 10 You're and 2. Talent, 9 and 3.
Kentucky loves to run the ball. What's his name? They did a good job against Auburn last week. I mean, they did a pretty good job. Auburn did against, or not Auburn. Who the fuck did Kentucky
Florida?
Last week? Florida.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's a weird game. It's just a weird game.
Like, more likely than not, a team loses.
I meant to say LSU did a good job defending Auburn's run. That's what I meant
right.
to say.
More likely than not, a team loses a close game. So eventually, Kentucky's due, right?
Yeah, I think so.
I know that's
so
basic, but
I'm just going to stay away. I'm scared of it.
I actually have Kentucky on my card, but everything that you're saying that's is why making me worry.
That's why I'm saying it. I started looking at it. I have
Kentucky -3.
I started looking at it hard last night, and they were on my original card. I think they're probably going to get taken off.
I'm worried.
I'm not going to put LSU on.
It just seems like Kentucky -3 is so easy.
Right.
I'm not going to replace them with LSU. I'm just going to take that off the card entirely.
I already gave it out. I'm going to stick with it because I do think the problems with LSU are very evident. But you're right. It does seem like I'm on the wrong side.
A couple more. So Ole Miss -6 is a game that I liked.
Should be
big F with, and it's down to 5.
Should be 16.
But it's down to 5. It's going the other way.
Because everybody's made some money on Arkansas this season.
Why did his shoe come off? Where did he go with Nick? Why does he get a cigarette? What?
The pack of Marlboro Reds.
Everyone.
I didn't know you can still buy cigarettes in the city.
Everyone.
They're just expensive as fuck, but you can, yeah.
Everyone has made money on Arkansas this year, so there's still like that darling aspect of it.
Yeah.
I think Ole Miss kills them.
Yeah.
I really do.
But Ole Miss and Arkansas were both, you know, they were both overrated at where they were. They were both looked on as these great teams that they really weren't. Then they got exposed for not being on the level of the elites. But you can still not be on the level of Alabama and Georgia and be pretty good. Arkansas is a lot tougher than Ole Miss. They're bullies up front, and they can run the football. But Ole Miss can just score. They can just throw it over the top.
If Ole Miss starts throwing over the top and you're chasing from behind, bully ball doesn't work.
Yeah. That's a fascinating one because I lean Ole Miss. I lean Ole Miss heavy.
Ole Miss will be an ad if that gets down anymore.
It's down to 5 now. It feels like if you think it should be 16, it should be.
An ad.
Yeah, that's one. Which other ones have moved? Okay, so here's one. Wisconsin last night was -10 on the road against Illinois. This morning they're -11 on the road against Illinois. My take is, I don't think Wisconsin, as currently composed, should be an 11-point favorite against anybody on the road, or maybe even anywhere. Why is Wisconsin an 11-point favorite over Illinois? I know Illinois is a bad team. So is Wisconsin.
I agree with you 100%. I agree with you on the sentiment that they shouldn't be laying 11 points to anybody. As it stands right this second, I want absolutely no part of this game gambling-wise.
Yeah.
It just doesn't interest me, but I agree with your sentiment because that's how I felt about a few spots this year. And it usually works out that way pretty well. Like, especially in Illinois, the way Bielema, the way he wants to play.
Right.
It makes sense. Like, I definitely wouldn't lay the 11 Wisconsin. If I was going to take it, I would take the points, but
what's that total? 39?
Yeah, I don't know.
Probably
how high
46.
I don't know. I would think so.
I would think, especially if the spread's 11.
Check it up.
I'll look.
That's crazy.
I think
46 is too high.
Robert DeLuca says, these guys are so public, it's insane. We're literally talking through picks. We haven't even given a pick. We're just talking through every side of a pick. What a dumb fuck you are. Chat boys. Shout out chat boys. That's the first chat boy I've read in a couple days. I love Georgia -15.5, by the way. Is that on your card?
So it is. Who's going at quarterback, though?
Stetson, I think. Okay. No, Stetson, I know.
Okay.
Yeah. I think it's Stetson, but I don't think it matters.
It's small
42.
For me.
That defense 42? Is so fucking good.
I do. I think George – I, the way Bo Nix played last week, right, he can't replicate that again against Georgia. Aren't they going to throw some crazy shit at him? Blitzes, hands up.
There's a lot more rappers from Atlanta than Killer Mike, Waka Flocka, CeeLo, Childish Gambino. What about?
You forgot some of the best ones.
That group.
You forgot Lil Baby. You forgot 21 Savage.
T.I. is from.
Forgot T.I. From
21 Savage is from England.
Yeah, but he's Atlanta though. Yeah. He moved there when he was young.
What's that group? The three of them.
Well, Migos.
They're from Atlanta, right?
Migos, yes, sir.
Migo.
What? You okay?
Migo.
What? Are they saying Miko Bosco?
No.
Miko. Okay, I like that. That's a good song.
CeeLo Green.
All right. So, is now 11:20. It's 11:20.
Georgia.
It is time for you to make your announcement, and I'm so excited, Rico. I'm so excited that this is finally going to happen. It's going to happen on Pick Central. So the floor is yours.
What are you talking about?
The announcement that you texted me that you wanted to make.
You're an asshole. I read off a stat. Come out with the fucking zoom in.
You didn't bring two stats?
No, I brought one stat.
Miko! That's a thing
one
now.
One stat.
That's a thing now. What do you guys have lines you want to bring to the table here that you like, that you love?
Yeah.
Another public one, I believe, that's kind of – how public has Nebraska gotten? Or is that just in our circle?
I think it's in our circle.
I need to know that.
I'll look right now.
All
right,
let's do this.
The hottest gambler in the company right now
is Kelly and
Vegas.
Bar
none. It's Kelly and Vegas.
Yeah.
Okay?
Should I go get Ange?
You can get Ange. But let's take a look at some fucking money lines.
Okay. Oh, money lines. Do we know? Has she put out her parlay yet? She said it's coming, but I don't know if it's out yet.
That's just in our circle. 70% Michigan.
70% of the people are on Michigan?
Same with Michigan State, too, if we want to touch on that one with Rutgers.
Okay. Well, me and you both are leaning. I'm leaning Rutgers, Nebraska parlay kind of thing.
I'm taking both because I think one of them wins the game at least.
What are you looking at?
I'm scrolling through. I wanted to find – it's tough with the times.
Also, another one that I like that's a sleeper that I really like is Kent State.
Oh, what do you like about Kent State?
Buffalo is much, much better at home, not great on the road. Kent State, good offense. I think they could lay – I think they're laying 6.5, I believe.
Do you feel like you might be chasing Buffalo? Because you chased them – you were on them last week, right, and missed?
It was just last week.
Okay.
They lost by the hook. I mean, it was
– So, Dave thinks – nobody's higher on SMU than me this year. Like, but he's right when he says the balls have bounced off guys' helmets,
right.
A couple of miracle wins, this and that. If Navy controls that clock, and Navy may have turned, I know they don't have a great offense, but that option, you've seen it, and SMU's defense is bad. Navy plus 375 at 13.5. He thinks they can win the game. I'm just listing these money line picks, you got to grab your nuts. There's one that's gross that I love. East Carolina, it's now down to 10. I had it at 11.5 when it started. East Carolina plus 280. UCF might just be bad. I know the game's in Florida, the bounce house, but Holton Ahlers is good. ECU can score. They put up a fuck ton last week. ECU plus 280. Are there any that you like are looking through that you think?
Well, I would say if you believe, and this is just going on the ones on my card, if you believe that Arkansas can stay within 6 points of Ole Miss, and they're probably going to win the game. I feel like if they're able to do what they need to do to stay within the number, then they're going to win. Because what they need to do is keep the ball out of Matt Corral's hand, run the football, knock Matt Corral on his fucking ass. And if they do that effectively, and don't forget, Barry Odom last year, this is the defense that had 6 interceptions against Matt Corral. 6 interceptions. So that's either going to go one of two ways. He's going to be seeing ghosts out there, or he's going to carve them up. I don't think there's much in the middle. So if you think Arkansas can stay within the number, you need to bet that money line. And I don't know what that is. 6 points is, what is it, plus 200 or something? It's not much.
Yeah, probably
Arkansas is plus
200.
175.
175, yeah. So that's not a – I don't have any bomb money lines. I could look.
No, it's just like the
thought
process.
Yeah, the only ones – I like Rutgers. I like Nebraska. There was I don't hate Virginia on the road. They're only catching a couple. The ones I like, they're only like 3-4.
That's all it is. It's just a thought process.
Okay, like, well, T-Pain on the chat says, what about Stanford money line tonight? It's going to be who had a bigger hangover type of game because, you know, Arizona State goes on the road and beats UCLA. They're feeling good. Stanford beats Oregon at home. They're feeling good. I do think Stanford's just a lot better team than they were 6 weeks ago.
Absolutely.
And if you think
they
could
cover – I
thought
they were a better team 2 weeks after they played fucking Kansas State.
Arizona,
it was that quick.
Arizona State, not a model of consistency, and certainly not a team you just want to trust with a big line. So if you think, you know, if you like Stanford, the money line's not a terrible idea there, too. That's a great one by my user T-Pain.
See, that's
here.
One – Stanford's a public dog.
Yeah.
Big money on ASU.
Really?
The money's on ASU.
Okay.
And also the line, so I actually locked in this morning. I got 12.5. It's already 13.5.
I might switch back to Arizona State.
For me, it's not even about the money. I've just said I think Arizona State is a better team than they – I keep bringing up the BYU game. I mean, they looked really good, obviously, against UCLA. And there was another thing I know. I was looking at some of the stats and the team stats. Their ASU is very, very good at defending the pass. I think they've only allowed, like – 140-ish yards a game. And obviously, that's Stanford's strength. Like, I just think on the field, ASU matches up with them very well. And I think that's why the line is so high. Because especially when you have Stanford coming off that big a win, like, people would be betting Stanford if they were only catching, like, a touchdown. For them to be catching, like, 12 and a half, and then the lines keep getting bigger and bigger on ASU.
Yeah, I mean,
like, I think ASU might come out here and just smack them. I mean, but at the same time, Herm at ASU has not been a great coach as a favorite. And that's the part that scares me, where all of a sudden they're laying almost two touchdowns. They're laying 12 and a half. And in the fourth quarter, they're up three. It's a fucking, you've seen the game, it's a dogfight. I'm definitely worried about that. But I just think Arizona State is a better team, and they match up with them very, very well on both sides of the wall.
I have liked Jaden Daniels since I first saw him. What is he now, junior?
Yeah, he almost went to Ohio State.
And transferred?
No, he almost went. Like, he
almost
was,
went
I think,
to Ohio
I think
State.
I think he committed, actually, at one point.
Okay.
He committed to Ohio State, I believe, and then backed off and went to ASU.
That's an interesting hypothetical. How do you think he would have done there?
Probably wouldn't have got on the field. Maybe now. But he would have sat for three years.
Yeah, he would have sat.
Like, this year probably would have been the year he would have started, if anything.
He had better options. No, I mean, I like Jaden Daniels. You're right. I think the line.
But see, what people aren't giving, I've talked to you the car on the way here, ASU runs the ball really fucking well. They run the ball really well. I just think they match up with them so well. I just think the line just screams ASU.
Yeah, you should listen to the lines. The lines can tell you enough. Now, when you have a data point of 5-6 games.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. I went and got Ange, and White Sox State felt I was talking to him, and he came too. So I apologize, but he is apparently going to be here too.
That's a filthy lie. Apologize.
Ange. Hello, Ange.
Hi.
How are things?
Things are going well. How are they for you?
Well, are they? Because you're having – okay.
They're actually going pretty bad, to be quite honest with you. I'm having a really bad
– Would you cool off? What do you mean? You were hot. Cooled off?
That was more than cool off. Right. That was really bad.
Oh, that was a blizzard.
Happens to everybody.
You had a blizzard last week?
Yeah, but then I went 5-1 in NFL the next day. So
okay.
You'll bounce back.
Yeah. Bounce back.
It happens.
It's okay.
This is a long game. This isn't a short game. This is
yes.
This it's a marathon.
It is a marathon.
All right. So what you said you have two picks ready?
Yeah.
Okay. What have you got?
All right. So my first one is tonight, Cincy.
Mm-hmm.
I forgot the line. What's the line on
30?
30, yeah. It's like 29.5,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah.
I put it up to 30. I think they're going to win 45-7.
Yeah, okay.
Temple does have a good pass defense.
And I know, I don't know if we're going to get it, but I know a lot of sources online say first half for Cincy is -17.
Yeah.
I think they're going to get that, too.
I think they're going to hammer that early.
They're going to hammer it early just because I think that Temple will probably have a better chance in, like, the third or fourth quarters because Cincy will probably end up putting in, like, third strings, fourth strings.
Okay. And what's your other pick?
My other pick is Syracuse.
Syracuse.
Money line.
I like
money
that
line.
Yes.
They're plus six.
Who do they got?
They're plus Wake. Six. They've got Wake Forest. Wake. But they got
in
him
the
at
dome.
Home.
In the dome.
She's right. I mean,
I like it.
I love Wake as a
– They were one
story.
I was looking at, too.
I think it's going to be – this is, like, my favorite pick. I think it's going to be a lot like their game against Liberty.
Yep.
And I think that Wake Forest last week against Louisville, like, we saw a lot of running. I think Syracuse is going to use that to their advantage. Like,
Syracuse, plus six against Wake. I have to get over my love for Wake, who I
identified I love Wake.
Early.
I love Wake.
I hope Wake makes the playoffs.
Sam Hartman's a good quarterback. I do like Wake, but this line, you know, it is kind of
stinky.
It is stinky. It is a Syracuse-leaning line. So
it also, it kind of fits the Kentucky bill of what I've said.
Yeah,
Wake
yeah.
can be a great team.
Right.
They're not going to win them
It's
all,
very
right?
hard to go undefeated, yes.
Or they pull one out of their – maybe they win the game, they pull one out of their ass, plus three, minus
I thought
three,
they
whatever.
Would be, after eight games, 7-1 because they lost on the road at Virginia. That's what I thought in the summer. Well, they won on the road at Virginia.
Smoked them,
maybe
too.
Maybe they just switch it. Maybe they just lose to Syracuse.
Okay.
I mean, if you can beat Liberty at home, you can beat you can beat Wake Forest at home, so –
You think who would you rather take as a passer, Hartman or Willis?
Hartman.
I'll take Willis as a quarterback, probably.
Yeah,
better.
I think I would take.
I think he's more like an NFL prospect. I guess if that's what you're going for. But
all I'm playing is
I think Hartman's good. Though.
Is Devils?
I think he's good too.
Yeah. You would rather
Stooley
take
as well.
Hartman or Willis?
I'd rather take Hartman.
That's what I'm saying. So Hartman might be able to pass a little bit more than Willis did against Syracuse. Is the only thing I think you're on the right side. That's the only thing I worry about. Harden might be able to throw a little bit more.
All right. Thank you. You can say if you'd like. But you said you didn't have a whole lot of picks ready, so I didn't want to make you – I didn't want to force you to talk about anything.
Saturday morning.
I also do like UConn and UMass. I love –
Which one do you like?
Because
they play each other.
I need UMass. I need UMass.
UMass might be the worst team in the country, though.
Well, that's because she sits next to Jack Mack.
I understand, but I need it. I have over 1.5 wins. I don't know what they're going to do against Maine. I don't know what they're going to do. Who else are they play? Rhode Island?
You took UMass over wins?
Over 1.5. I thought there were schedule. Four games. I thought that there were four games that they could possibly win, this being one of them. They already lost one of them. And then I don't know how – I don't think they're going to do well against Maine.
UConn, though. See, the thing about UConn is they're bad. They're really bad, but they're not as historically bad as we thought they were going
to
be.
Yes.
Well, they once they lost to Holy Cross, I was like, oh, God.
Yeah, you thought this –
But now they've shown – they almost beat Wyoming. They were a 2-point conversion.
Almost beat Vanderbilt,
go to OT Wyoming, yeah, Vanderbilt the same thing.
So, I think it's very clear that UConn hated Randy Edsall.
Yeah, I think so. And I think UConn,
Wyoming's
UMass –
fucking good.
Do they not –
Yeah, they're not bad.
Is this a football rivalry, UConn UMass? I know it's the
Cumbo.
It's like a joke rivalry.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Of how bad they are.
Yeah, it's really bad. Hey, White Sox, Dave.
Morning.
How you doing?
I'm doing.
I mean, game one of a series can go whatever. The series isn't over.
Oh my God, the amount of fucking tweets I'm getting from these Yankee losers. That
I don't understand how you became a rival of the Yankees.
Marty Mush opened his mouth.
So because Marty doesn't like the White Sox, now it's the Yankees against the White Sox?
Yep.
Well, the White Sox are a better franchise right now.
They are. Do not even get me going.
You went on this whole rant about you hadn't made the playoffs since 2008. You're a better franchise.
But they were losing intentionally to get to where they are right now. And
I don't think that makes you lose intentionally. That makes you a better franchise. That was your first
they
point.
They literally traded everybody with
See,
a
and
pulse.
I don't even want – I'm not Marty. I'm not even like a White Sox hater.
Yeah, yeah.
I, like, even saying their life was yesterday, I was literally just watching, literally saying I recognize it because I've seen the Yankees be like that. And I'm like, this is bad. No good contact, whatever. But, I mean, the first point to say you're a better franchise can't be you were losing on purpose.
You can't say you lost on purpose.
Rebuilt. That's fine. You can say you rebuilt. Yeah. No, because I like what they built. I mean, they obviously have a good roster. They deserve to be in the playoffs.
And they're
a real team.
Cheap roster and a roster that can still be – it's a very flexible roster. What Yankees fans, they're still of the mindset that you can just go out and buy everybody. I know there's no technical salary cap.
We should.
But the luxury tax does not let – organizations do that anymore.
Well, I mean, wait.
No, I just think I just
the
think
Dodgers do it.
The Dodgers are going to have
no.
The
Yankees,
Dodgers are going to let Seager and walk. They're going to let Taylor walk. I bet.
We're probably going to sign Seager.
First of all, that is my number one like pet peeve. With
shut the fuck up, Dave.
Fucking worst.
I say we. Either way, don't do that.
You don't say we with the White Sox.
I say we either way.
You don't say we. Fuck you.
Win, lose, draw.
You can say we.
His name is White Sox Dave.
But I didn't name me that. Portnoy did, and I think that's the corniest thing ever.
But I say we win or lose. I'm not like a we and they guy.
Irregardless.
No, don't say irregardless either. Just say regardless.
Regardless. The Yankees are at, I think it was, they're at about, they got like $1 million to play with.
Yeah. But we'll go over it for the right guy.
No, of course.
We're not going over it nearly as much as I like that we did in the past. But
here's the thing. They're going to have to reset again because then you start, organizations look at a player as a number, literally a number, where that player is worth X amount of wins for us per season. And they put a financial a value on that number. And if you're getting taxed on what you pay a player, you're getting taxed at 100% for every dollar over the luxury tax. They're not going to do that, and that's why organizations don't do it. The Dodgers did it this year, but they're going to have to reset because after 3 years of doing it in a row, you get fucked. You start losing draft picks. You start losing international money to sign players.
Okay, that's all boring, though. Let's get to the real crux of the matter here.
In hindsight,
could you imagine
Lance McCullers was bred in a lab to absolutely dominate the style of offense the White Sox have.
Fantastic. Could you imagine if you had a favorite team and you were LA Dodgers Ange, okay? And you were playing the Giants. Could you imagine publicizing a bet and making a big deal about a bet where you bet on a team to you bet
Shut
on
up,
a player on your opponent to homer and win the game?
Can I speak?
Let me just tell you. Hold yesterday,
he gave out an Astros player to homer.
You didn't see that? He gave out Jose Altuve to hit a home run and win the game. And he was bragging about the value of it.
I mean, wait, he's betting with his mind, not his heart.
No, that's not what I did. He never bets with his mind. And he never does anything with his mind.
Okay, then I guess
I understand
wrong.
What you're no, trying.
No,
what
no,
you're
no, no, that's not always true. Baseball is one thing where I can typically, my brain is better. A lot of other things in life, no. But we were driving through the tunnel.
You're walking a fine line.
I was cutting in and out of being able to log into the sports book, being on the border of New York and New Jersey. I got connected for a split second. Chuck Naso was doing the exact same thing. You were in the car with us, weren't you?
No, I wasn't.
Okay, never mind. You weren't.
remember, it was yesterday.
I mean, there was like four people in the car with us. Well, he was at the stream. And once I logged in, I'm like, fuck, I want to make this bet really quick before I lose the ability to do so again. So I saw Jose A. Assumed it was Abreu. It was similar odds. And I bet it, and I tweeted it, and of course. I tried to cash out. It wouldn't let me.
How did you tweet it without realizing what the picture said?
Because I just didn't look at it again.
He's a caveman.
I'm a caveman.
He's a caveman.
I got caveman DNA.
Well, when I saw it, I knew what you meant because I saw you said the flu game thing, and I knew that Abreu had the flu.
And I was like, ah.
So I was like, he definitely did this by accident.
And to my credit to me for crediting myself here, I opened the floor to get ripped on. People ripped on me. I laughed at myself. It was a dumb thing to do. And that's all there
was
to it.
The only reason I was pissed was because once I saw it, I felt obligated about Altuve to homer, and he didn't.
All right. The Big Yabo merch bonus is live on the Barstool Sportsbook. Opt in, then bet $100 cash on the Big Yabo over total home runs hit in all Major League Baseball games today from the Barstool Exclusives section of the Barstool Sportsbook. Win or lose, score an exclusive Yabo t-shirt. Plus, if you bet the over and it hits, you'll get an additional $10 in sportsbook bonus cash for every home run hit over the slated over-under total. That's pretty damn good. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. In Tennessee, call or text the Tennessee Red Line, which is 800-889-9789. We've got the Big Yabo as an exclusive on the Barstool Sportsbook. We have the Barstool College Football Show is on the road tomorrow in Blacksburg, Virginia. Me and Ev will be there. We'll be going with Dan, Dave, and Casey to Blacksburg, 6 o'clock, 411 Draper Road. We're going to the home of the Hokies tomorrow to check out Virginia Tech Notre Dame. You got my bet, the Brandon versus bet. It's me against the hottest gambler in the company, Kelly, in Vegas this week. You can take my five picks or her five picks. You can back me for -110, back her. That's how it works. Whoever has the better record.
Kelly, Brandon. Wins. Brandon. I like Brandon's side.
Okay, very good. Rico approves of me. We have a two-hour yak today coming up right after this show. It is Tommy Walker Day. We got ice cream. We got clowns. We got bobbing for apples. It's going to be something. And TJ is the best, and everyone should follow his Twitter. That is what I have on my plugs
list.
Thanks.
I don't hate plugs.
TJ Hitchings, at TJ Hitchings is the best, and everyone should follow him on Twitter.
Did you see we just announced our newest content personality?
Somebody said that we – Patty? Who's Patty?
Patty the Batty Pimblett. He's going to be a superstar in the UFC.
No way?
Yep.
No shit.
Chuck Naso just showed me a fight of his, and this guy's electrifying.
He's fucking awesome.
Yo, he's a monster.
He's electrifying.
He's been awesome for years. He becomes this like big like UFC star, or like in terms of like championship, whatever. Crazy dude from England, great personality. Had a huge knockout in his first fight in the UFC. That's fucking awesome. I had no idea. Wow.
Yeah, there he is.
He fucking rocks.
Patty the Batty.
What a flex! Signed 7-figure deal. Like throws his little.
I
wonder if he had to go on multiple podcasts.
No, we got troops.
Do his contract.
Probably not. Credit to him.
No shit. That's fucking awesome.
Patty the Batty. Okay, I didn't know about it. Thank you, TJ, for bringing
that. He's a fucking legend.
I got to go ahead. We waited too late to do ads. I got to do another one.
I got
to
throw him a follow.
You haven't followed him yet? You said he was electric.
I did. I should have. That's on me.
All right, Bear Bottom Clothing. Bear Bottom is on a mission to make the most comfortable, made-to-last menswear around while giving back to the communities where their clothing is made. Comfy season is here. Stock your closet with comfort without paying the insane markups you see at other online and big box brands. You can feel good wearing your Bear Bottoms because for each item you purchase, a nutritious meal is donated to a child in need. A nutritious school meal, I should say. Donated to a child in need. Everything is built for value. You're getting the softest and stretchiest clothes in the game for a great deal while making some good, doing some good in the process. Get $5 off your first order by going to barebottomclothing.com/picks. That's BEAR, like the animal, bottomclothing.com/picks. Guys, I'm just going to hammer these out right quick. So this is going to be the ad break portion of the show, so we can be done. It is, for many people in the U.S., concerned about the cost of health insurance, there are no good options. You either go uninsured or you pay through the nose for a high-deductible plan with questionable coverage, all because of a broken health insurance system. It's like being stuck with an outdated cable TV plan, not knowing about Netflix. Crowd Health is a community of people who are tired for paying for a broken system, a place where you can get a simple, flexible, affordable way to pay for your health care. Being in the Crowd Health community can save hundreds of dollars monthly and put thousands of dollars back in your pocket. It's got membership as a monthly subscription. Start or stop when it's convenient for you. Simple, transparent pricing, customized to fit your needs. Crowd Health lowers your monthly health care cost, and you see any doctor you want. Crowd Health is able to offer amazing prices because of its community of health-conscious members. For a limited time, our listeners get their first month free. After you've been a member, Crowd Health will include a fitness wearable. That's 30 days to try risk-free plus the fitness wearable. Join crowdhealth.com/fit. Enter code PICKS at sign up. Join crowdhealth.com/fit. Enter promo code PICKS. Crowd Health is not health insurance. It's a community-powered alternative. Term and conditions may apply. Ange.
And
what are we doing on Texas, Oklahoma? We figured that out yet?
Yes.
Yeah, we have.
I did.
Okay.
I really like Oklahoma.
I do too. And I don't know why. Oh, he's doing Hornstown. Hornstown.
Hornstown.
That's it. That should have been your big announcement.
Should have been.
Hornstown. Why do you like I like Oklahoma too. I like Texas to begin the week, but I have flipped to Oklahoma.
I originally liked Texas as well, but I think Oklahoma can win by like a touchdown.
TJ Giffitt.
Is that what you do? Is that what you do? So you do something that you think is funny, and then you say, "Give it."
Okay, if Oklahoma wins, this is all.
Are we all going to do it, or just you?
All three of us.
I'm not flipping. I'm Texas.
Oh,
then you leave it up. Me and Brandon put it down. Do it. Boom.
And you want to do horns down? Because I think your gift would probably be more successful than ours.
I actually have a video of me doing that at West Virginia.
Really, horns down?
Yeah.
Why'd you go to West Virginia?
I went to the West Virginia Texas like versus Texas homecoming game like 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm. I thought Nova has a game with them in 2020.
Wait, we were there
scouting.
Really?
Barstool was there. Texas, really? West Virginia 2 years ago.
Yeah, we were.
We were there. Yeah.
Nova's got West Virginia in 2026. She's scouting. She's fucking ready to golf on Nova, West Virginia.
We were in and out of there.
Oh my
God. We were. Yeah, yeah, yeah. We're
gonna
be in and out this weekend.
Have you been to a game at Blacksburg?
I've not been. I've been to Blacksburg, had lunch there, but I've never been to a game in Blacksburg. I'm so excited.
It's so fun.
Very excited.
But I'm most excited. We can't announce it yet. They'll announce it tomorrow at the show where we're going next week.
Yes.
I'm excited to go down south.
It's the most famous Enter Sandman in all of sports, if you ask me. West Virginia. I mean, Virginia Tech.
Least successful, though.
TJ had a poke out.
Way less successful, but no.
I don't know. Virginia Tech's been successful through the years.
Mariano's won more championships by himself than they have as an entire, literally, ever.
Virginia Tech's got no dead bodies on their conscience in their own household.
Well, you have no evidence. You have no proof. Just allegations just throwing in the wind.
Kind of do.
So where are they at?
They did die. All right, whatever.
Need it?
All right.
There's no blood in his hands.
Just relax. Relax. Everybody relax. This isn't about the Yankees.
No, it's in the pool.
What about the other baseball games today, very quickly? Because I have baseball games on my card. I love these game one unders. They're getting into the playoff pressure. Unders, so far, there have been four games, 3-0-1. So I love the first game unders. I don't know about game two and beyond, but I'm going to go with the unders on both game ones today.
I'm on the Brewers and the Giants.
What about you, White Sox, Dave?
I like the White Sox, and hear me out. Everybody on this panel knows that they pound left-handed pitching. They have pounded Framber Valdez.
Did you know that, Ange, that they
pound? No, I was going to say I think they're going to have a field day with
White Sox versus lefties, yeah.
They pound left-handed pitching. Giolito has historically dominated the and I'm not even like embellishing with that. He's dominated the Astros. He had a complete game shutout against them 2 years ago. He dominated them earlier this year in his start against them. I think they split the series today. I do love our Barstool exclusives bet. It's Abreu boosted. I think it's plus 925 with a bomb and a win. And then I love Andrew Vaughn at plus 1300 for a bomb and a win today. He's
plus
great.
1300.
Plus 1300.
You going to bet that the right way, or are you going to end up betting on
there's no Jacques AVs, Vaughn
of the
think.
Brooklyn Nets preseason?
I deserve it. Keep going. You can go.
Greg Vaughn, Mo Vaughn. Is there any other Vaughns?
Veronica
Vaughn. Ricky Vaughn.
Ricky Vaughn.
Yeah, Wild Thing. Who's Veronica Vaughn?
That's the from Happy Gilmore.
One Piece of Ace.
Oh, right? Or look, Billy Madison.
Look at here. Yeah, Billy Madison. Look at here. All right. We got clowns.
Poor Kelsey's just holding LaCroix in the fucking lobby. Like,
that guy's dressed ridiculously.
He's got a tank in his hand.
What's in her cage?
Is that an animal?
Oh, God.
There is an animal.
Rabbit. Is that a hamster?
Yeah, I think it's a rabbit.
This is
it's
such a weird
There's
company.
A magic show. No spoilers, but.
Oh, yeah, so I guess the rabbit. Okay, clown. You'll have your moment.
Loki, he got a fucking fit off.
He's already in. He's already into the shtick. He's just.
All right, so we got the clown.
Brandon's jealous he couldn't pull off those pants.
A little bit. Okay, so clowns are here.
When does the ecstasy get here? Are we gonna like? Hop
you are up? A caveman. You should not be I'm brought not, inside.
All this guy thinks about is hard drugs.
You should not be brought inside. Where's my fucking sheet of my? I can't.
What sheet do you
want? I'm trying to get to some more lines that we can talk about with college
it's
football.
Upside down.
Is
I'll give you what I
it
have.
Is upside down.
Here, I'll pull some.
It's the wrong
up.
Fucking notebook.
I have a genuine question
what do you think
about
of
the Rutgers game.
Yes.
If they win,
yes.
Michigan State's ranked 11th. Maybe they shouldn't be ranked there. Maybe they should. Is storming the field justified?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I
Having
am
won
pro.
A ranked
absolutely.
Game since 2009.
I'm pro storming
absolutely.
The field.
Okay.
Yes.
Some
yes.
people aren't. I know that.
If Michigan State was ranked 25th, I would say storm.
What time
the field.
Is that game?
Noon. Right.
Okay. So I think
no. You storm
an afternoon
you storm,
storm.
You storm again.
Not as good as a night
not
storm.
As fun.
A night storm is much better.
A storm's a storm. I agree with you, but still, you storm. No questions
last
asked. They deserve
2014,
it.
2014. Last ranked win was 2009.
You just TJ. You deserve it. Storm that motherfucker.
It's kind of like weddings. The later it gets, the better.
Don't you guys have one of the most iconic storm scenes of all time?
2006, Louisville.
Yeah, that where
that
just,
game was
it just
unbelievable.
Covered up immediately.
Thursday night, it was unbelievable.
Jeremy Ito.
Oh, that's where he pointed the camera.
Legend. Yeah. Yep.
All
yeah.
time
legend recognition.
Man.
We never dressed the same today.
We are.
Okay. So the clowns are going on tour right now. We have our gay office manager taking the clowns around. All right.
Do we think Bama rolls?
Yep. Sure do. Okay. In fact, my SEC parlay on the Barstool Sportsbook this week, I've lost both times I've tried to do a three-team parlay, so I'm just dumbing it down. Not dumbing it down, but I'm just going to make it simple. Do you think Georgia and Alabama are the best teams in the country? Here you go. Georgia minus 15, Alabama minus 18. Hammer them. I don't know what the boosted odds are going to be. Excuse me. I don't know what the boosted odds are going to be, but that's my parlay for the week. Georgia and Alabama, the two best teams in the country to handle handle their
What
business.
Are those teams against the spread this year?
I want to say Georgia.
Georgia might be undefeated.
What I can't.
Oh no Georgia law they didn't cover
South Carolina
once.
They didn't cover
I, actually
South Carolina.
I was on to see that game yeah they're
and Alabama
they're
didn't cover against
one,
Florida Alabama didn't cover against Florida
nope.
And they didn't cover against Mercer so Alabama's actually not covered twice but Mercer
yeah,
I think you
throw
that
yeah,
out
throw that out
you
throw
they
that
don't
out.
When it's like 50
yeah.
doesn't
they
matter
right. they lay off the gas right. in the second half
and I just like yeah Georgia and the matchup with A&M is just so shitty for A&M because they're supposed to be an elite defense that hasn't really been good, and their offense is god-awful garbage, especially with this backup quarterback. So I don't see how they match up with Alabama at all because Alabama's going to score their points no mm-hmm. matter what your defense is like.
I think Alabama kills them.
Yeah, I think Alabama really kills do. Them.
Texas I like A&M's that play.
Offense is
and
so
I will
bad.
Be taking that play.
And I like Georgia because, you know, that defense is the best defense in the country, and Bo Nix historically has been a one-step forward, two-steps back guy. He gets the big win on the road against LSU, and you think, okay, well, he's about to be – pretty good.
Pulled some rabbits out of his hat too. Couple
and,
fourth down,
and
scrambles,
then he falls apart.
Crazy.
Yeah.
What parlay does that give you? What is your parlay paying out?
I don't know. I don't know if it's live yet. It's,
well, if it's a normal two teamer minus 110, it'll be like 260, maybe a boost like 285.
Right.
Or
I'm
something.
Gonna give you something crazy as well.
All right,
Alabama minus 20.5, Georgia minus 16.5. Inside of football numbers, bump them up. You're gonna win by 17 and 21.
So you're just boosting it a little bit more.
332.
Oh, okay.
Ooh.
All right.
Ooh.
Okay. Fair enough. Fair
and who's a play I like this week, Brandon? I like Texas Tech at home.
Against TCU?
Yes.
Why?
Because it's the Big 12.
I've been a Texas Tech guy.
Thank you, Rico. I didn't know what conference it was.
No, dude. Big 12's chaos.
But I just think that even
I'm a red-blooded American, all right?
I watched the SEC and NASCAR.
I just think TCU, obviously, they played well last
What's
week. They
doing?
Don't get it done.
What is probably Big T doing?
Trying to find somebody to hitch his wagon to again.
There's just chaos going on around us.
I mean, the first guy was a singer. This guy's a dancer.
Well, he is attracted to clowns.
Makes sense. Yeah.
Clowns kind of creep me out a little bit.
No, they don't.
A little bit.
There's the rabbit.
Is that a rabbit? Oh my gosh.
How adorable.
That's a zoomed in bunny. Looks really weird. Is that a cat?
No, it's a rabbit. Bunny. It's his nose.
I know what.
Find out on the yak today.
Yes, the yak up next. I don't know what we're going to do on the yak. We got a lot. We got really ambitious with this one.
We got 2 hours to fill.
We got 2 hours. It started as an ice cream social, and it's going to be a draft. We're drafting the ingredients TOM. And Tommy's here, my son, and now we got clowns. There's a rabbit involved. I don't know what's going to happen on the yak.
Do you worry one day on the yak you guys are going to run out of shtick and you're just going to stone somebody? Like, just tape them to the wall and, like, stone them?
I think you've got 9 years with nothing but shtick. I think we could do it.
All right, fair enough. I mean, yeah, every day it gets crazier and crazier. It's,
you know, like, he jabs, you jab back. It is what it is.
I haven't jabbed much today.
No, you haven't. You've been pretty good today.
He was mellow today. He was mellow when I got in here.
Trying to give some winners here. We got baseball. I got to go to a stream.
What do you like in the baseball game? My baseball game. We. How do you think we're going to do
that? You
can
say
we. I'm now turning into the biggest Brewers fan for today after I found out the lineup of the stream. But that's a different story.
I completely agree with you. I love the Brewers.
I do think.
What's the lineup of the stream?
Take a guess. Who do the Brewers play?
That kid doesn't bother anybody. You hate Big T that much?
Yeah, he's like the most unhateable. He's just there.
It's just a docile, big old potato sack.
Fake news. I do think the White Sox need to get back on a lefty. I know they've struggled. We talked about it a little bit. Struggling against lefties in the second half. It used to be automatic. I think the White Sox, I think if they're going to win a game this series,
their lineup's
they have
out,
to win this one.
And it's built to destroy a left-handed pitcher.
I like the White Sox. I'm going to jump on. I wanted to jump on one of your home run things. So, what's the boost it again?
It's Abreu. I think it's the 925 with the win, and then this isn't a boost. This is just what it is. It's plus 1300 for Vaughn. And
all right, I probably
that's
will,
very good value.
I'll
for
probably dabble with a little bit of both on those.
A little dabble.
But I am on the Brewers. I do think the White Sox need to win the game. It'll be
on
the White Sox.
It's must win.
Yeah,
it's as must win as you can.
Houston's
be
a fuck. That's a playoff game facility, though.
Yeah.
I think the problem.
I also
like,
think San Fran is a playoff game facility.
The Astros, like, this is just what they do.
Explain that.
Like, that lineup is such a fucking dickhead.
You're used to watching
their lineup is fucking there. Good.
It they doesn't.
Like Tucker bats like seventh. He had 90
he's
RBIs.
Awesome. He's awesome.
Guy had 92 RBIs. He's batting seventh, eighth
he's
in, the
awesome.
in a playoff lineup.
They just
insane.
They just like battle and then full count fucking solid contact every hitter.
All right. They're just stacked. They're absolutely stacked.
Let's go through our picks, boys. I was 5-0 yesterday and didn't even have the best day. Marty,
I should
have
swept.
Did he hit a parlay or something?
Yeah,
he hit the Astros thing.
He hit the Astros thing.
It was plus like 540.
I should have swept.
He was 5-2. I was 5-0. That's pretty much where we stand in the month, too. Like 5-5 right there together. He's up 7 units. I'm up 5 units.
Still anybody's month.
Outside of one person, yeah. Still anybody's month.
Fair.
Look at Megan making money. She's up to fourth.
Wow. Almost positive.
Women can gamble all of a sudden.
That's not nice.
Yeah, it's just Megan.
It's not nice, Brandon.
It's not a shot at you. It's just a shot at her.
Nice. I mean, you're last week.
You're a fantastic gambler.
Last week wasn't good.
Megan also works here. All right. I'll be on money shots today with Megan, by the way. So that's interesting at 2 o'clock. Apparently, Kelly in Vegas, now that she has the hottest streak in the company, doesn't want to do her Friday money shots. So that's interesting. Picks.
If she's researching a fucking money line parlay, all the power to her.
Let's do picks. I will go first because I went 5-0 yesterday, and it's my show. I do whatever I want. That's how. What's that?
Bobbing for apples.
Correct. Yes. All right. I like Charlotte -3.5 tonight. This is a game that's kind of off the radar a little bit. I don't love. I don't love Cincinnati enough to bet them. I don't love the total there. I'm iffy on Arizona State, but I am betting it. Arizona State -13. I like these game one unders, and I want to add one here. Braves Brewers -7.5. I also want to do the Giants Dodgers under, please. If you can add that to my card, Giants Dodgers under. And I like the White Sox money line as well. I think they bounce back. Listen, every time somebody loses game one, we think, okay, well, they're just going to get – no, that's not how series work. Series are ebbs and flows. Series go back and forth. That's how series work. And the White Sox are a good team, and I think they bounce back today.
Are you flipping Stanford or no?
I'm not. I'm staying with Arizona State. Give me Arizona State. You know what? Flip me. I want Stanford +13. Give me Stanford +13. That's who I want.
Which one do you want?
Stanford. I want Stanford. Quit hollering at me.
Who's Mississippi Stakeout this week?
We're off. We're getting ready for our big win next week.
I would take the bye week plus the points versus Mississippi State for the record.
Rico, your picks.
I will take the Brewers today. I know it's juicy, but I'll take the Brewers. I'm on the Giants as well. It's a flip game with the Dodgers. I like the Giants at home. I'm on the big Yabo over 10.5, and I will be adding one of White Sox Dave's softball players to go deep for the White Sox.
Is the big Yabo that's bombs across all baseball games?
Right.
All games. I like only that today. It's going to be a launching pad.
Only professional. If there's a is a rec league game in a park in suburbia, doesn't count.
Thank you, Rico.
Do you play 12-inch?
No.
Big F.
All right, I'm on the Astros money line today. I'm on the Braves money line as well, plus money. I like FIU plus 3.5. I think that line stinks. Charlotte's been very up and down. My favorite play of the day is Arizona State minus 12.5.
Okay. Good.
I think he's right.
Give me a little bit of confidence. Dave, did you have anything?
Got nothing.
You've already
out exclusives.
Which ones?
You have Cincinnati tonight.
Yeah, I have Cincinnati. I also have the White Sox money line, and then I also have. I also was looking at FIU, but I didn't post that.
Okay.
Actually really like that.
Really? Is it because I said Charlotte?
No, it's not. I was looking at it.
Think I'm stupid because I'm
no,
from the
I was,
south?
I was looking
is
at
it because I'm from the south or because I'm
is.
Old.
It is. Both.
You're prejudiced against people from the South or old people.
Yeah, I'm prejudiced against both of them.
Both.
I'm just glad you were able to sit in here the whole day. Luckily, Marty Mush wasn't here to squeeze you out. He doesn't like when women are on shows like this.
I didn't want to scare him last week.
Yeah, so no. Anytime he's not in, you can come in because he's very misogynist. Mushogynist. Excuse me.
Oh, that's a good one.
Hashtag mushogynist. Yeah.
Shout out the chat boys for that one.
Yeah, chat boys. Chat boys coming through in the clutch. What else we got? We got a couple more minutes.
A Rosarena to Homer and Rays win plus 640.
Okay, TJ decided he was going to give a pick.
Love it.
That's a good
Villanova
pick.
Football.
I like that value.
Villanova football.
Who's pitching for the Red Sox today?
Who's Villanova playing tomorrow?
E-Rod,
JMU.
Is it?
Well, that's a good team.
I believe so.
Villanova going to win?
Oh, maybe. Actually, no. I think
we're going to cover
yesterday?
A spread, whatever it is, but it's a top 10 matchup for the FCS.
Everything in the FCS is a top 10 matchup.
No,
oh, no
sale,
it's not. Sale. E-Rod pitched yesterday. I'm sorry,
E-Rod
pitched. I said it and I was like, no, he pitched yesterday.
Did Montana?
It's like there's 30 top 10 teams.
Did Montana win last week?
There are 10.
Did Montana win last week in that game?
No.
She was excited for that game. Red turf. I watched.
Why do you have to end the show like that?
What do you want me to say?
Marty's in the chat.
Nothing
said not
I
nice.
Picked last week won.
All right. Whatever the yak is going to be is up next. Thank you, Ange. Thank you, White Sox Dave. Thank you, Rico. All right. That's Pick Central.
I will fuck myself.